listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive, image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive, image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
All right. You ready to go get it?
Ready.
All right, we'll be live. 3, 2.
Morning to all, and to all a very good Tuesday morning. Welcome, I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. The official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning. And I tell you, once we got started this morning, we got out, we got up and out. It wasn't nearly D.C. as hot and humid as it has been. But I tell you what, it feels good. It is a beautiful day. We got a little rain on yesterday, a little lot of lightning down in our area. How are you feeling on this Tuesday morning?
I'm feeling super fantastic. You know, I'm feeling, you know, I just got a joke this morning. You know, one of our guests came in and just, I mean, her aura just encamped me.
Her aura, that's a good way to put it. Her aura just encamped you.
I just felt her spirit in it. Uh-huh. Just, you know, it just put me in that spirit.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I really need it.
And doesn't God just send you right what you need? Right when you need it?
Absolutely, he does. Because when you see joyful people,
uh-huh,
you know, especially bright and early in the morning, because you make a decision
uh-huh
to be gloom and doom, old bad news, or, you know.
Or joy.
Super fantastic. So I choose super fantastic.
You know what? I'm going to choose super fantastic with you. I wonder how many people this morning at 7:43 a.m. local time, 8:43 Eastern, and if you're in California or on Pacific time, it's even earlier than that. How many people this morning, despite what happened yesterday, despite what happened last week, would choose super fantastic?
Well, you know, when you've just had the opportunity to release some things,
mm-hmm,
say some things that you've been needing to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just, I mean, I'm going to tell you, Carlette, it really does feel good to unrepress.
Mm-hmm.
What's a good word for that?
Unrepress?
Means to deflate.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
When the pressure has mounted up,
mm-hmm,
and you just deflate,
mm-hmm,
you feel better. You know, and now, you know, basically, you know, we've gotten with the radio station, and basically everybody is saying, look, hey, truth. Let's calm down. You know, basically, everybody didn't follow those orders. We're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do it because that's who we are. We want to uplift, enlighten, and encourage. That's mm-hmm our mantra. That's what we do. And we understand that the people don't like all that stuff. You know, but sometimes you just got to clean out your closet. And we you know, and sometimes we use our show for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and basically, we can decide to do that anytime we want. But, of course, the people are who we're concerned about, but after almost 7 years, we decided to take a couple of things for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take some mm-hmm time.
Well, let me ask you this.
We're not going to do that anymore. As a matter of fact, we're going to skip on by.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, since you're feeling so super fantastic, that probably means you slept really well last night, huh?
Like a rock. Like a rock at the bottom of the lake. But, you know, I've been talking so much. I must have had probably, in the last week,
mm-hmm,
probably about 1,000 phone calls.
My minimum. Goodness.
Yeah, uh-huh, minimum.
Uh-huh.
1,000.
Uh-huh. And so how's your voice feeling this morning? You need some tea?
Nah, I don't really care. You know, I'm just too hot. I mean,
it's too hot for tea,
yeah,
huh?
For me, I just, you know, it's nice and cool in here.
Mm-hmm. It feels good.
It's nice and cool in here. But, you know, once if that goes, I'll start sweating.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I got to do a complete scrub down of the place. You know, our guest came in a little early. You know, I don't play that. You know, everything nice and tidy.
Uh-huh.
It's been disinfected.
Do you think you're OCD?
No, I don't think I'm OCD. I'm Mildred Sweezy's baby.
No, you
know
just, you like it nicer.
Well, because I'm like my mama.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And that's why, you know, I'm like my mama. My mama keeps it, look, if you go around, it's neat.
It's immaculate.
It's immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my mother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
They just are neat women.
Yeah, I went to my mom's house yesterday to check on her. She had a little situation. Mother, good morning. I hope you're feeling well this morning, where she had taken some medicine that she usually takes. And she had a really, really bad adverse effect from the medicine. And we had to take her to the emergency room on Sunday. Her face swole up about the size of a balloon.
Good morning to both of the grannies.
Good morning, yeah.
Let's say this right here after we say good morning to both of the grannies, mm-hmm. Big granny and little granny. I just want to give a big plug, a big shout out to our pastor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pastor Greg Tejada.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He is really the voice of reason.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, things are so practical with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And we had a long powwow.
Wonderful, wonderful visit.
We've gotten calls from a lot of pastors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and, you know, we understand, and they're saying, look, we understand when a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got to do it, and they appreciate that. And we just appreciate them.
Yeah, we appreciate our pastors.
And but all the pastors.
Mm-hmm.
But we really want to give a big shout-out. You know, of course, Reverend Joe Green blesses us every morning with the pearls of
wisdom. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many other pastors out there that have contacted mm-hmm. us. You know, I'm just not going to say anybody.
Because you're going to leave somebody out.
Leave somebody mm-hmm. out. And but our pastor who came and not called by, but did a walk by, and sat down and didn't do. He said, "I'm not coming on behalf of the church."
Right.
You know, he said, "I'm coming because he's our friend."
Right,
because
he loves us.
And he loves us absolutely. Mm-hmm. And
we love he and his wife as well.
Absolutely, because I just wanted to let him know I don't want to cause the church no shame. But he said, you know, what a man's got to do, what a man's got to do, and you know, people really understand. And I'm so grateful, and I have so much gratitude for the fact that people understand that it wasn't about anybody else but me and doing what I feel I needed to mm-hmm. do to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm not, you know, as a recovering addict alcoholic, I'm not going back and use for nobody.
Absolutely.
So I'm not repressing myself with information that I know that I need to be standing tall on. I'm not going to jellyfish out,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so, because I'm not a jellyfish.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes down to the fact that he called, because a lot of people had called, but I had been consulting with him every few months or so for the last, you know, years, you mm-hmm. know, about a lot of things that's been happening around me. And basically people have been saying, look, just let God handle it, let it go. And I decided at some point that God is saying, okay, some things that you can do for yourself, I'm not going to do for you. And, you know, and I believe that, you know, having to stand up at a time when your back has been against the wall so long, sometimes you just got to come out. And you have to do what you have to do. And but he came by, and he was definitely the voice of reason. And his whole conversation was soothing. And we knew as he walked in, mm-hmm. he said, my God.
Mm-hmm.
When I hugged him, I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Just like our guest this morning, when I spoke to her
mm-hmm.
and heard what she said, it just encamped me because I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt her heart,
mm-hmm.
and I felt
absolutely.
You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You know when you're highly sensitive,
mm-hmm.
when your antennas are up high,
right.
And you're on high sensitivity, you're really feeling people where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm. You feel them in the spirit.
Yeah, you're getting where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, both times and when Pastor Greg walked in, it's almost like an anointing just fell on the room
mm-hmm.
because I was still in my deal, still talking a lot of stuff.
You know, well, so God has sent the anointing not one day, but 2 days.
Absolutely.
So you know what? We're really, really grateful for that. And are you finished? Did you want to share anything else before?
No, I really am, Carlette. I think I'm really satisfied. I just want to see at this point because, you know, there's some other things. I had some things to say this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I had some things I was going to say, but I was somebody called me and said, look, you know.
Wait.
Yeah, you know, some
easy
things
does
are,
it.
Some things are going to be handled, so I'm not going to say anything. Mm-hmm. But if they don't get handled, I will be coming back.
Right. Easy does it this morning.
You know, if it doesn't get handled, I'm going to handle it myself.
Well, let me just say this, and I said it yesterday, and I've really been saying it for weeks now. Kids are literally soaking up the last days of summer. And moms and dads, when you look up and you think, my goodness, summer vacation, does it seem like it's getting shorter and shorter? Well, every single morning when you're on your way, we remind you about kids being out of school. And every day, and you might think that this is an exaggeration, but I kid you not, every day, it may not be in the morning, but at some point in the day, I see something that really sparks within me as a mom and just as a human being to share with you to watch out for kids. Yesterday, a little boy, he could not have been in, if he was 8 years old.
Yeah.
It was maybe eight.
Who, mother?
The little boy that we saw yesterday in Pineville.
With the basketball.
I'm going to give him eight. You know, unless he was a little boy.
He's about 8 or 9.
About 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Walking down the street, this is what I love. He was on the sidewalk, but we were in Pineville. And what is that street that flows right through?
Shamrock.
Okay, Shamrock.
Well, we were on, actually, that was Main Street.
Okay, Main Street.
Shamrock brought us into it, and we made a right on Main.
Okay. And so, but it's a busy street. It's right across from Elsie, you know, back there. And so he's bouncing his ball, and we're just watching him, and he's handling his basketball. I mean, you know, you can tell he's going to have skills.
Yeah.
But the ball gets away, and the street, the busy street, is right there. And so it only takes a split second for a kid to lose control of his ball, which could easily happen. But guess what? If you're on your mobile device and you're texting, in that split second that you've looked down and his ball is coming to the street and instinctively he's going to the street to get the ball, you got a situation. So as our son, you know, I've been telling you guys, our son is driving. He's starting to drive. So now he's in driving school. Oh, I know. Ingrid is laughing at me. I know. Maybe it's because I'm a first-time mother. I just can't get by it. I'm trying. But one of the things that he said that they have been teaching them in the driving school is about texting and driving and the dangers. And I know we feel like some of us feel like we're such good drivers that we got this, that we can multitask, I can do it, and you've been doing it. And I'm not foolhardy enough to think that because we sit on this microphone every single morning and tell you not to do it, that you're not going to do it. So this is what we implore you every single morning. Do better today than you did yesterday. And you have to make a conscious decision, because you don't want to be the person that says, all I had to do is wait. When you see a little boy or a little girl by themselves, he didn't have a soul with him walking down the street, and you don't even know who he is, and there's an accident, and then you say to yourself, all I had to do was wait. Well, you know what? It only takes a split second for an accident to happen. So we implore you every single morning. Remember, we call it progress instead of perfection. Just purpose in your heart that you're going to get better today. Well, you're on point. The official OPT Network. It's 7:54 local time, 8:54 Eastern. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. The number to phone to connect, 318-487-9537. Minimally invasive image guided specialist, MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. They're at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. 318-445-9700 is the number. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Louisville, and Monroe. Their website, 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. We've been saying hurricane season is upon us, and we have been blessed. But yesterday, in where we were, in Cheneyville and Bunkie, the lightning strikes were just really, really bad. Lots of rain. But we want to make sure you're on point with home, auto, and life insurance. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. We're going to get a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you about how we all need to be preparing for back to school right after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Tyler Christmas,
the biggest show, and
the official OPT Network.
Forum. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket.
Whatever you're craving, I got it.
You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a Tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The bigger show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Here's a little song I wrote.
might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. 'Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry.
All right, here we go. In three,
be
two.
Happy.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Doesn't that just put you in such a really great frame of mind? Just don't worry, be happy. No matter what you're going through this morning, no matter what your challenges. You know, sitting here talking to our guest this morning and thinking about our weekend, last weekend, and, you know, all the, sometimes really bad things happen to really good people. And you're always tempted to say, what did I do to deserve this? But really, when you really, really understand that life is built on challenges, and those challenges really work to build your faith, and you can look into the face of those challenges and say, you know what? I ain't gonna quit. I don't care what comes at me, I'm not gonna quit. And then you hear the song, just don't worry, be happy. Because you know what? There is no intrinsic value in worry. So if you're worried this morning, what in the world are you worrying about? And how is it gonna affect change? Let me just tell you, it's not. It can't. Worry is built to drag you down, to keep you in a place of woe is me, and to just keep you in a place of uncertainty. And so when you throw that off, like an old dirty dish towel, you just throw it off, wring it out, and say, you know what? I'm by it. I can't change it. He can. I'ma let it. Well, switching gears this morning, our upbeatness comes from our guest this morning. You all know her, Attorney Ingrid Johnson. She is probably one of the most committed public servants, public-private servants, that this community has ever seen. She is committed to not just talking about it, but being about it. And she's one of those people that has been on the battlefield, I'll say, of serving, because sometimes it's hard to serve people, you know? So sometimes that can be a minefield. But you know what? She's decided she's going to serve. She's not going to quit. And she is determined that she is going to be the change that she wants to see in our community, but more specifically in young people's lives. We welcome to the OPT. She's been gone way too long. Attorney Ingrid Johnson. Ingrid, good morning and
good
welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
And so when we ask you how you were this morning, you said what?
I am super fantastic.
And there you go. That's where we got super fantastic from this morning. And really, every time she's ever been on the show, when I think about it, DC, she said, I'm super fantastic.
Hey, look, when we put up, you know, our goal is to uplift, enlighten, and encourage. Mm-hmm. That's our mission. We should have a little picture of Ingrid right there.
Yeah. We should get a picture and just put her
you
right there.
You all are there. Doing it. You're right doing there. It.
Well, I tell you one thing. Well, many of you probably heard about Ingrid's, I called it a drive, but she said, no, it's a back to school free school supply giveaway. But before we talk about her free giveaway for school supplies and uniforms and all the things that she's going to be doing on this Saturday, we just got to catch up to Ingrid and what she's been doing and how she's been doing. First of all, everybody wants to know, how are you doing?
I'm super fantastic.
And so you took that leap of faith that we often talk about 3 years ago. Let's talk about it.
I did. And I think I remember us saying that we talk about, you called me during that time.
Uh-huh, I did.
And I said, something is happening in my life. Uh-huh. I'm going to tell you. We'll talk about it.
That's later. Exactly what you said.
I remember mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm. Well, I took, about 7 years ago is when I can tell people that I had a intimate moment with God, and I fell on my face and was wondering, what am I supposed to do now in my life? I was living in Baton Rouge, as they say, the city life. I was progressing very well in state government, mm-hmm. and I was getting all types of awards in Baton Rouge for community work that I was doing there. And God told me, you're going home.
Wow. And what did you say? Because sometimes you don't want to go home. Did you want to go home?
Yes.
Come home? You did?
Yes, mm-hmm. I did. And God told me, I'm going to make it plain as to how you will transition home full time.
Wow.
Okay. So I started really pretty much on a part-time basis transitioning home. I started closing out programs there in Baton Rouge and starting them here. Mm-hmm. But I was still working for the government, still traveling on the road, doing over 3,000 miles a month. So that had me here just on a part-time basis. I got married. Fast forward to... I am a year into my marriage, mm-hmm. and I'm on the road. I hate being on the road because I hate being away from my husband, mm-hmm. and my husband was local at that time. And so I get an opportunity where my husband is serving on a board here in town, uh-huh. and the attorney for the board announces that he's retiring.
Wow.
And so he is an attorney that's from a family of attorneys since the 1920s. Mm-hmm. His grandfather was a judge. His father was an assistant DA. And he's been an attorney for 30 years. And he says, well, why are you, Kevin asks him, well, why are you retiring? And he says, I'm going into the seminary at age 60. After
wow.
practicing law 30 years, I'm going into the seminary.
Mm-hmm.
And so my husband, being who he is, and everyone knows that he just says it. He says, well, what are you going to do with your law office? Because mm-hmm. you've got this office that's been in existence since the 20s through generations.
Right. Almost and 100 years.
He tells Kevin, I wish I had someone that I could leave everything to.
Come on.
That I could leave the office to, leave the clients to, leave everything to. And so Kevin says, well, what about Ingrid? And he says, well, do you think she'd be interested? And Kevin said, yes, I think she would.
Uh-huh.
And so... he says, if she's interested, tell her, come on.
Come on.
Kevin calls me. I'm out of town.
Uh-huh.
Kevin calls me and tells me about this conversation that he's had with this man. I'd only met him a few times. I know he knew of the things that we did in the community. We'd had conversations about that the times that I'd met him before. Uh-huh. And I come home for the weekend for that Thursday. We meet with the man on Friday, and he tells me, just as he told Kevin, I want to leave everything to you, the law office, the law library, everything here. My secretary has been here over 30 years. If you'd like for her to stay on, maybe she'd stay on. All of that, all of the files are yours. All of the clients are yours. And so I'm like, oh, my Lord, you told me you were going to make it plain as to how I was going to transition back here full time.
Wow.
So we go into prayer. Kevin and I.
Mm-hmm.
We consult with our pastor, and Reverend Green prays with us. We go that Sunday after church and pray at the building, at the office building. Kevin and I are out there in the sun praying. And it was plain to me.
Wow.
I'm coming home. Turned in my notice to the governor. I'm going home full time.
Wow.
Full time. Just stepped out.
And so when you said...
Had never done private practice before. My entire legal career had been government. I'd never done private practice before.
And so was there a little bit of apprehension about...
None.
No?
None. And that's why I told you earlier, I have not regretted it a day. I have never thought that I should have been done this because I believe in God's timing. God had told me when I was flat on my face that he was going to make it plain.
Mm-hmm.
It got no plainer than who walks into a law office
that
has been in existence since the 20s,
and
you've got generations of clients. You've got a secretary who's been there over 30 years. You've got a law library that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars with all the research materials that you need, office furniture, everything. Who does that? Except for someone who is serving the Lord and is dedicated to serving the Lord, and the Lord will provide for you to continue to be a vessel to be used by him.
Wow.
That's my testimony.
Wow. Me. And you know what I...
Only God.
Only God. And you know what I immediately think? You said, who does that? But for people listening, that you understand that your season is at an end. And see, Don't Worry, Be Happy was strategic for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Worried about the next step.
Right.
But see, what God did, and I just got it as you were saying, he honored your faithfulness to serving others.
Right.
And he said, you know what? You have given and given and given.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't think it's strange when somebody literally just wanted to give you something that was set, something that you, it would have taken you, I don't know how many years to amass.
That's it. That's it.
What you already have.
That's it. That's it. That's it. But when God knows that your heart is pure and your intentions are pure to be a servant for him,
mm-hmm.
you can only trust that he will provide a way for that to happen.
Mm. But see, that's the thing. Being able to trust it, being able to, you could trust it, but being able to wait for it. Because see, you could never have fathomed how that was going to happen. God said to you, I'm going to make it plain.
Told me he was going to make it plain.
And when you see it, when you see it.
I didn't doubt. I didn't doubt.
Wow.
When that opportunity was presented to me, I did not doubt. I did not doubt one moment, and I haven't doubted since then. And so, because we'd had conversations before about if I ever left my government job. We never talked about, we never knew what it was going to be that I was going to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you've got this salary, you've got this direct deposit.
Oh, yeah. You've got your benefits.
You've got your benefits. Don't forget your benefits.
Don't forget your benefits.
But you know every other Friday how much is going to be in the all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when God told me that he was going to make it plain, I just trusted that, okay, this opportunity that's presented, this is going to be God providing.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to provide.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about even things like the school supply giveaway, God has provided. I have not missed a beat.
Mm.
I haven't missed a beat.
When did you
decide? So there's no reason to be dependent on that man is control of a direct deposit because God deposits whatever we need to serve him with and to make sure that we're cared for.
Wow.
God does that.
When did God deposit in your spirit some 10 years ago that you should start helping kids? Do you remember?
The way the school supply giveaway came about, I had started sponsoring students for college.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I started that. Spring of 2004 was the first time I ever sponsored a child to go to Grambling.
What made you do that, Ingrid?
Because I thought about the struggle that I had when I started college. When I started college, I had scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your tuition is taken care of.
You were a smart girl.
Yeah, your room and board, all that's taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
But you need money for other little incidentals too.
Sure.
And I tell the story all the time that every 2 weeks, my mama would send me, she'd say, I'm sending you $20. But it wasn't $20, okay? Because she'd take out for the cost of the money order, and she'd take out for the stamp, okay?
So you had what was left.
Yes, so I had what was left. And so that was a challenge. challenging because you still need basic things, you know, hygiene things. And you need all of these things to and so I said, you know, God has blessed me financially where I can do something for somebody's child that's a first-generation college student and just trying to step out there and make their situation better and break a generational cycle. And so that's what I did. That's what I did. That's how I got my first student. And now we've been through almost 30 students that we've sent to college. We have 6 who are there now.
Mm-hmm.
And that has even branched
and
out.
And so tell me about that process. Like, because now my curiosity has piqued, and we've had this conversation before. We got to get a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about, before we talk about school supplies, because a lot of people are trying to figure out, and I hope you are anyway, what can I do to help? You know, we're not going to let people like Ingrid just do everything. There are things that we can all do. And her testimony shows that there is immense blessings when you come out of yourself. This is an incredible conversation, and you'll want to stay on point for it. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana for 95 years. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. They've got an event coming up, and we'll tell you what it is a little bit later. The number to phone is 800-454-3730. J&J Exterminating is Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control company, over 50 years of providing trusted and effective service. You can get a consultation by simply phoning 318-448-4800. And guess what? It won't cost you a thing. We're going to get a break here, but we're back with more of Ingrid's conversation and her incredible works. A really, I call them largesse. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church.
Good morning. This is Joe Green from the Joe Green Leadership Institute here in Alexandria, Louisiana. This is with On Point Momentum Monday because it is our desire that all of us hit the ground running on Monday. Thank God for a good weekend. I just want to share this thought with you today about purpose. Everything in life has a purpose. And where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So the best thing a man can do for himself or a human being can do for oneself is to ask God to show them their God-given purpose, find it, walk in it, and God will provide for whatever he purposed you to do. You don't have to worry about making money. Don't try and work for money. Money gets jealous when you're doing what God has destined you to do. You just do it. You're the best at it. You love it. You do it because you enjoy it, and money will show up. Never work for money. Work to fulfill your God-given purpose and watch your Mondays take off fly.
This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through 3 decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast. With great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. We just let it be. No, 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 no. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's Tuesday morning, and we're well on our way. It's 8:29 local time, 9:29 Eastern, and what a wonderful conversation we're having with Attorney Ingrid Johnson, just kind of catching up with her. And really, I don't know about you, but I love sharing people's stories and hearing about the things that they're doing to be the change that they want to see. You know, we say it every single morning, but when you really, Ingrid, find people like yourself that are just, you can't even begin to tell us all the things that you're doing, and you probably don't even want to. But it's such an incredible journey that you take with young people, and a lot of people know about your school giveaways and giving away school supplies, and it started like 10 years ago, and it's in its 10th year. And so talk about the growth.
Well, the first giveaway was 100 students.
And for the first giveaway, that's still a bunch of kids.
Yeah, the first giveaway, I called my mama and said, I'm going to do a school supply giveaway. And I'm going to do it at my home church that I grew up in, New Hope Baptist Church on Houston Street. And we started shopping for the supplies, and we met the day before and bagged.
And so when you got that vision, so you're thinking, okay, God, I'm going to do this. How many kids did you plan to shop for 100 kids?
I planned to shop for 100.
Mm-hmm.
And this came out of, I was already doing something for college age,
uh-huh.
and I wanted to do something for the elementary, middle, high school age.
Mm-hmm.
And I reflected back on growing up how school supplies was an expense.
Yes, ma'am.
It was an expense for my mom, you know, and my dad to come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you think about nowadays, families have 4, 5, 6 children.
Absolutely.
And there's so much poverty in the community,
mm-hmm.
and so I just wanted to come back and do that. So we said 100,
mm-hmm.
for the first one,
mm-hmm.
and we bagged everything, and that 100 went.
That 100 went.
And the next...
And there was no prerequisite on who got the supply.
No questions asked, and mm-hmm. it's still today.
Right.
We don't ask any questions. The child must be present, because the child's the one who's going to school.
Right.
The child's the one who's going to use these supplies. And so they need to know how to get the resources that you need and utilize them, not the parents.
Mm-hmm.
So we still do the same way. Just come walk up, tell us you're great. You get your bag with your supplies in it. We get the list from the school board of what each grade needs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bagged according to what their grade is, pre-K through, we do college, pre-K to college.
So Ingrid, it started with 100. Now it's 1,000. How do you bag for school supplies? Because anybody who has kids, or maybe you don't have kids and you don't really know all that goes into the bag.
Uh-huh.
Who bags 1,000 bags for 1,000 kids filled with minimum how many items?
Minimum of 8.
I was going to say 10.
Yeah, minimum of 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, family and friends. My husband. and thank God, you know, I have to thank God for my husband,
mm-hmm.
because these things that I'm talking about, like the scholarships and the school supplies, were things that I had going on before my husband. But thank God for gifting me with a husband who had a heart of a servant also,
mm-hmm.
who didn't say, look, we're not going to be giving mm-hmm. away anything like that. But he has a giving heart, too. And
mm-hmm.
so things have just multiplied.
And people who know your husband know that he, too, is a person, as you said, he's a servant and a
yes.
giver. And he is doing, I mean, you guys together are doing an immense job in the community with mentoring and being a part of young people's lives. And you're
mm-hmm.
right. You know, you really have to be on the same page.
You have to.
To be able to do that.
To be able to do it.
Well,
you have to look at all that I do is ministry. It's all to sow into someone else's life.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, how can what we do together honor God, you can't help but serve.
Absolutely. And so, for those people who have never really given on this level, and you got to start someplace, and probably when you start giving, you might have to start little.
Mm-hmm. That's what
I often wonder about givers and how you, I understand it, but how do you make people understand that you've never been without because you gave?
Never been without because I gave. That's true.
Did you ever think that is
absolutely true, Carlette.
You know, because, I mean, some people think to give is to lose.
No.
I mean,
no,
and then you started giving a little bit, and then God made it so that you could give a little bit more and a little bit more.
And a little bit more. And now we're at 1,000 in school supplies. We also give truckloads to 3 schools each year.
Truckloads?
Mm-hmm. That we take for the first day of school to 3 schools each year. And we also do uniforms now for the elementary grade.
Come on.
We do a couple hundred uniforms. Not 1,000 yet. We're going to get
but
there.
But you're starting with a couple hundred.
Yeah, a couple hundred with uniforms. Yeah.
Wow.
Only God. But you asked me earlier about the friends and the family coming.
Mm-hmm.
We bag on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the list of what goes into each bag for each grade. And they work so diligently. I have pretty much the same volunteers come every year.
Mm-hmm.
And just great givers and servants, too.
Mm-hmm.
Get it all done. It takes us probably about 3 hours
uh-huh.
to bag 4,000.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so did you ever say to God, okay, God, you know my heart. You've got to provide for this. And how, mm-hmm. you know, how the provision was going to come. Did you ever worry about that?
Never worried about how the provision is going to come. Nope.
Just whatever you needed or wanted to do, it was just there.
Just there.
Wow. And so
my husband will tell you that the first year when I came off the road with the government,
mm-hmm.
I came off the road in July. School supply giveaway scheduled for August.
Wow.
School supply giveaway scheduled for August.
And so and keep in mind, you're leaving your job. You're leaving your direct deposit.
I'm leaving my direct
benefits.
I'm leaving all of that.
And so are you thinking, okay, maybe this year, honey, maybe we should skip.
And we always say, believe God.
Wow.
Through our challenges, we say, believe God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did.
Now, that takes a lot of faith. I'm leaving my job. I'm taking that leap of faith.
Yeah.
But yet, I'm going to put this money into...
Because now you have people who we see year after year.
Wow.
And they're depending on you. They tell you their situation that they're in. And it has not improved financially. So they want to know. School supply giveaway, 9 o'clock,
uh-huh.
Old Boys and Girls Club, we're going to be there.
Wow.
And when you have flashbacks of the people lined up to Masonic, standing in the heat, when we get there that morning,
mm-hmm.
they are waiting in the heat
mm-hmm.
to get their children school supplies.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say no I'm not gonna do it. They need it. There is a need, and if when you think about that, 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, 100, 500 of these kids can be the child to break the cycle in their family through their education. You got to do it. You have to do it. That's how you change your community. You change your community, I tell people all the time, through children. You change it through children. Because you change the generational cycle
mm-hmm.
into something that is more progressive to where there is a sign of hope in a child's life.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it takes.
Wow. And what does it do for your heart? What will it do for your heart, and has it done for your heart on August the 2nd when you see those people lined up from Masonic?
When I see those people lined up, I already know. What's going to be going through my head is, what more can I do? How can I give more? How can I give more? How can I give more? How can I give more?
Wow.
It's a contagious thing. It's a, I don't know if contagious is the right word, but it.
I like that word.
It makes you want to do mm-hmm. more, and the more you serve, mm-hmm. the more you want to serve.
It's like a ripple effect.
Yeah. You don't say, I'm not doing this next year. You know, I'm tired of this. Mm-mm. What more can I do? What more can I put into these bags? So that's how we're at the uniforms now.
Wow. Now talk about the gratitude of the people. Are they immensely grateful?
They're grateful. Yeah. I see in my head now, last year, we had a man on a bicycle who brought two kids at a time, one on the handlebars, one behind him on the seat.
Wow.
He brought them, got their supplies. He went back to over near Chester Street area,
mm-hmm.
got another two, came and brought them for when you see
on the bike.
He's transporting them on a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
Black man who they put down our black men, but this is a black man
mm-hmm.
who has decided, I'm going to get these kids here any way I can.
Right.
And he's bringing them on the bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
He made 5 trips. 10 kids.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow. I'm going to tell you, you know, we talk about giving, but this is giving in its purest, most finest form. And you know what, Ingrid, every time we've ever talked, and it's been a while, but every time we've ever talked, you've always, whether you know it or not, you have increased my faith in what God can do. And DC and I have said many times, and we've told people, start giving.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get out of the hookup line and find out how we can give. And you're absolutely on point. The way that we impact the lives of our community is through our children.
Yes, that's it.
You know, and I'm going to tell you, I can only just imagine how God is going to grow you and your husband mentally, physically, socially, financially, and family, in all the areas of life because of your faithfulness. And we thank you, and we honor you. And I feel your emotion in your heart. You know what? But everything that you've believed God for, restoration, mm-hmm. healing,
yep.
abundance.
God can.
It's done.
Yeah.
He's just waiting for you to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
Ingrid, thank you for
your
heart.
That's why you have to be joyful through it all. Through it all.
You are.
You don't say, woe is me.
Right.
You're joyful through it all because you know God is in control.
Mm-hmm. You're the example of counting it all joy.
God has got this.
Mm-hmm. Because you could have came in here and said, woe is us.
Yeah.
We've been through all of this, and
no,
woe is us.
No, no.
Well, Ingrid, we thank you for your heart. We want to remind everybody the free school supplies are happening. It's a giveaway. It's absolutely 100% free. All you got to do is bring yourself and your young people this Saturday at the former Boys and Girls Club and YMCA. You know where it is. It's at 1801 Sylvester Street across from City Park, and it's open to all students.
All students, pre-K to college, will have bags for them.
College, too.
Mm-hmm. College, too. They need paper and pens and pencils. And they need those things. So we have little sling bags that we give them with their supplies in it. So
wow. Yeah. And it's starting at 9 in the morning.
Started at 9 in the morning.
I love it.
Can't wait to see everyone. Please tell anyone.
Tell everybody that you know. August the 2nd, it's this Saturday, the former Boys and Girls Club, 9 in the morning. Ingrid, thank you so much.
Thank you all for having me. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. We're going to get a break, but we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim. What's wrong? He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hungry? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. You know, we were just, okay. So we wanted to cut in before Ingrid's got to go, and we were sitting here thinking, you know, we always ask you to be the change that you want to see. And we were saying, you know what can we do to be the change that we want to see? And DC, you said what about it?
Well, actually, we were going to make a donation, but we came up with an even better way to help is by, because it's going to be hot out there.
Uh-huh.
And there's going to be a lot of people coming through. So what we'll do is we'll come up in the OPT Cruiser, the Mark truck, and we're going to, the OPT Mark
quit it.
Cruiser, and we're going to bring some super coolers of drinks just out there so people will be able to quench their thirst.
Absolutely.
We don't want to stand out there and be too hot.
Right. And you said, well, that's going to be a lot of people, Ingrid. Are y'all going to have drinks out there? And we just, right. And you said, you know, it's going to be hot out there.
Yeah, it's going to be hot. It's going to be, yeah, I mean, it's still early at 9, but we're going to be moving up into the up into the heated time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're there until 12, I mean, it's going to be full-fledged.
Right. And so, you said water and Gatorade, maybe.
Yeah, water and Gatorade. Mm-hmm. Some sort of drink. I mean, we were saying sodas. Ingrid said no sodas.
Ingrid said no sodas.
You know, no. So just something that to make sure that your body is your thirst is quenched.
Mm-hmm. And to make sure that people don't overheat.
Overheat, exactly. So, yeah, we'll get in right there.
You know what?
And get in when you fit in.
And I want to thank you for your heart for that, DC, because you know what? We don't want to just talk about it. And it's easy to write a check, and writing a check is good. Writing a check is good.
Sometimes you have to give your time.
Yeah. So we look forward to it. And you know what? We look forward to meeting all of the parents. And Ingrid, we look forward to just seeing you in your element and doing what you do.
Can't wait.
Hey, everybody. Y'all meet Ingrid out on Saturday, August the 2nd. We'd love to just, we're just piggybacking and just finding a way to be the change. It's just a little bit. But I love what Ingrid said. You just start little. And it's always been our mantra. Everything that starts little, it gets big. All right. We're back after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
9. I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hick-
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Terrence just tried McDonald's new raspberry sweet tea and diet sweet tea for the first time. Now he's seeing sweet tea everywhere.
Good morning, sweetie.
Sweet tea?
Are those new kicks? Sweet tea?
Sweet tea again.
Oh, don't forget, the meeting is in sweet tea.
This is getting weird. I think I love sweet tea.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Our new raspberry sweet tea and zero-calorie diet sweet tea are a dollar any size, so you'll start seeing them everywhere. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In the Small Emerging Businesses Program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Education is a power, the power of transforming things and moving us to another level. We must remember that people must be educated today on what nobody knew yesterday. And also in the classroom, it is so important in this life that we need to learn precisely what those following us must know tomorrow. The greatest lesson in life is learned by what is not taught. That's going to take you a little time to work through it. It's experience, it's growth, it's development, it's trust. It's all the things that make a person complete and whole. As we ponder and children ponder, what must I do for the next level? What do I have to know to be successful in college? What do I have to do to even get to college? Knowing and learning and studying that which is not known puts you in the front of the line for the next generation of learning. I discovered from experience, all men are intelligent, but not all men are intellectual. When a man's intelligence and his intellectuality comes together, he's educated. And he needs wisdom to apply what he has learned in life. And then people say, wow, he's successful. He's smart. He's brilliant. Yes, because it's a little bit of things, the small lessons learned to listen. Learn to listen, and then you listen to learn. In silence, we know when not to speak. Those are lessons that will last a lifetime. And believe it or not, a blessing out of season is a burden. Knowing too much can get you in trouble. But knowing how to apply knowledge, wisdom to that which we call a brilliant education is powerful. Use it wisely. Know yourself and then pass it on to others. God have equipped us with everything we need to be successful. And if we use what we have, it works. Never, never give a person a piece of your mind because God only gave us enough for us. We don't have enough mind to give away and then maintain. So be careful, be kind, learn something new today. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office.
Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus.